Stay connected to Galesburg every hour. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg's local news.
Low traffic, equipment failure sealed the deal for closure of Galesburg Bagel Shop. Good morning, I'm Cameron Line. It's 48 degrees as Galesburg's morning news continues on WGIL. A niche downtown Galesburg bakery specializing in bagels is permanently closed, citing insufficient daily customer traffic and a recent equipment failure that forced the store to close for 10 days. Black Market Bagels at 337 East Main Street announced the closure on April 30th via a Facebook post, ending a three-and-a-half-year run that began in November 2021. Owner Keith Anderson tells WGIL, in the end, there just weren't enough people coming through the door on a daily basis. The shop, known for its freshly baked bagels, smears, and coffee, was a community favorite, often selling out varieties like Asiago and Chipotle Cheddar. Anderson says, I can't express how much I appreciate the loyalty my customers showed me, and how grateful I am for their support and kindness. The closure follows a 2023 effort to expand when Anderson secured a $10,000 city revolving loan to add staff and equipment, aiming to introduce breakfast sandwiches and improve efficiency. Despite strong community support, Anderson noted the challenges of sustaining the business with limited resources. The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services has announced the expansion of the Domestic Violence Co-location Program into Sangamon and St. Clair counties. First launched in Winnebago and Lake counties in 2019, the program is a partnership between DCFS, domestic violence agencies, and other community partners aimed at building the agency's capacity to respond to, meet the needs of families experiencing domestic violence who are also involved with the child welfare system. OSF St. Mary earns top safety grade in spring 2025 Leapfrog rankings. Details next on WGIL.
Keeping you connected to Galesburg, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com, Galesburg's local news.
OSF Healthcare St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg received an A grade in the biannual Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grades for the spring 2025 cycle. Nearly 3,000 hospitals across the U.S. are assigned A, B, C, D, and F letter grades, widely acknowledged as one of the most prestigious distinctions a hospital can receive in the U.S. The recognition showcases OSF St. Mary's commitment to patient safety and quality. The study only includes hospitals meeting specific size criteria and treating a minimum number of specific conditions. Therefore, some OSF healthcare locations, like Holy Family in Monmouth and St. Luke in Kewaunee, were excluded from the ratings. Hospitals are evaluated based on 30 national performance measures reflecting errors, accidents, injuries, and infections, as well as systems in place to prevent them. These measures include patient care management, medication safety, the frequency of healthcare-associated infections, and maternity care. The biannual report is calculated by a panel of safety experts, is peer-reviewed, fully transparent, and free to the public. To see the full grade for all eligible OSF healthcare facilities, visit hospitalsafetygrade.org. The debate continues over an Illinois measure to require firearms to be stored in a safe with a cable lock or inoperable under certain circumstances.
Senate Bill 8 passed the Senate last month. In the House Gun Violence Prevention Committee Wednesday, House sponsor, State Representative Maura Hershauer, said the measure seeks to reduce harm.
Safe storage can reduce unintentional injuries, suicides, and intentional harm, like school shootings. About 75% of guns used in school shootings are accessed at home.
Josh Witowski with Illinois Federation for Outdoor Resources said the safe storage element runs afoul of U.S. Supreme Court precedent.
As applied, that firearms in the home be rendered and kept inoperable at all times. This makes it impossible for citizens to use them for the core lawful purpose of self-defense.
Witowski said he does support a tax credit for people who purchase gun safes. The committee didn't act on the bill. They only held a subject matter hearing. I'm Greg Bishop.
Top stories at home, top stories from around the world. This is Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
No funeral announcements to make today, but for a complete list of area obituaries anytime, log on to WGIL.com.